Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. The Deportation Machine by historian Adam Goodman examines how the United States built a durable system for expelling immigrants, and how that system reshaped law, policing, labor, and everyday life. Rather than treating deportation as an occasional response to crisis, the book presents removal as an enduring feature of governance, with deep roots in the 20th century and clear consequences in the present. Goodman traces how federal power expanded through immigration enforcement, how bureaucracies professionalized, and how new tactics and partnerships made removal faster and broader in reach. The narrative connects policy decisions in Washington to raids, detention, coerced departures, and family separations experienced in immigrant communities. It also highlights how deportation pressures people to leave without formal orders, creating a wider climate of fear and vulnerability. By combining political history with social and labor history, the book invites readers to see deportation not only as an immigration issue, but as a central thread in modern American state building and inequality. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, deportation as a long-term project of state building. A central theme is that deportation did not emerge fully formed in the late 20th or early 21st century. The book emphasizes how removal became a routine capacity of the federal government through decades of legislative changes, court decisions, and administrative growth. Immigration control developed alongside broader expansions of the modern state, including new agencies, standardized procedures, data collection, and more robust funding streams. Readers are guided to consider deportation as an institutional project. Officials created categories of deportable people, defined enforcement priorities, and built the logistical infrastructure to arrest, detain, transport, and expel. This framing shifts attention from individual administrations to structural continuity. It also clarifies why enforcement can intensify rapidly during political moments of backlash. The machinery already exists, waiting for resources and direction. The topic further explores the interplay between national security narratives, racialized ideas of belonging, and the consolidation of federal authority at the border and in the interior. By presenting deportation as state building, the book helps explain how immigration policy became a powerful tool for shaping citizenship boundaries and for signaling who is presumed to belong in the nation. Secondly, the mechanics of removal beyond formal deportation orders. Another important topic is the difference between official deportations and the broader set of practices that push immigrants out. The book highlights how enforcement often relies on methods that result in departures without the full legal process many people imagine. These can include pressure to accept quick returns, the threat of detention, or the fear generated by raids and checkpoints. The result is a wider deportation regime that produces what many scholars call self-deportation, where people leave to avoid punishment even if they might have legal arguments to stay. This perspective matters because it expands the scale of harm and explains why deportation statistics alone can understate the system's reach. The topic also examines how bureaucratic convenience and political incentives can favor speedy removals, limited access to counsel, and confusing procedures. Understanding these mechanics helps readers see deportation as a spectrum of coercion rather than a single courtroom event. It also clarifies how enforcement shapes daily decision-making in immigrant communities, influencing where people work, whether they report crimes, how they access healthcare, and how families plan for sudden separation. Thirdly, policing partnerships and the spread of immigration enforcement inland. The book explores how deportation depends not only on federal agents, but also on networks of cooperation with local police, employers, and other institutions. Over time, immigration enforcement expanded beyond ports of entry into workplaces, neighborhoods, and jails, making the interior of the country a key site of control. This topic examines the political logic behind these partnerships. They can multiply enforcement capacity, blur jurisdictional boundaries, and normalize immigration checks within everyday policing. The analysis also shows how such collaborations can entangle ordinary law enforcement with civil immigration consequences, so that traffic stops, minor infractions, or jail bookings become gateways to removal. Readers are encouraged to think about the incentives that sustain these arrangements, including federal funding, information sharing, and performance metrics that reward high numbers of arrests or transfers. The topic further considers how these practices affect public trust and civic life, especially in communities where immigrants may avoid contacting police or participating in public institutions. By tracing the growth of inland enforcement, the book connects deportation to broader debates about surveillance, civil liberties, and the role of local government in enforcing federal priorities. Fourthly, work, race, and the economic uses of deportability. A major thread in the book is the relationship between deportation and labor. Deportability can function as a form of discipline, making workers easier to exploit and less able to report unsafe conditions, wage theft, or discrimination. This topic highlights how immigration enforcement intersects with economic demand for labor, and with racialized hierarchies that shape who is seen as disposable. Rather than viewing deportation only as a response to unauthorized migration, the book encourages readers to see how industries, employers, and regional economies can benefit from a workforce kept in a precarious legal position. Even when employers are not directly involved in enforcement, the ever-present threat of removal can suppress organizing and weaken bargaining power. The topic also covers how periods of intensified deportation often coincide with political campaigns that portray immigrants as threats while the economy continues to rely on their labor. This tension helps explain why enforcement may target some groups more aggressively than others, and why humanitarian costs are often treated as collateral. Understanding deportation as a labor issue links immigration policy to inequality, workplace rights, and the distribution of economic power. Lastly, human consequences and the politics of resistance. Beyond institutions and policy, the book emphasizes the lived experience of deportation and the ways communities respond. This topic focuses on the human impact: family separation, disrupted childhoods, lost income, psychological stress, and the erosion of stability that comes from living under constant threat. Deportation affects not only those removed, but also citizens and legal residents connected to them, creating ripple effects across households, schools, churches, and neighborhoods. The topic also highlights how people resist and adapt through legal challenges, mutual aid networks, labor organizing, sanctuary efforts, and public campaigns that contest the legitimacy of enforcement practices. By examining resistance, the book shows that deportation is not simply imposed from above, it is negotiated, contested, and shaped by social movements and local politics. Readers gain a clearer view of how narratives about crime, legality, and national identity are mobilized to justify expulsions, and how alternative narratives about rights, belonging, and community are built in response. This human-centered lens makes the history feel immediate and underscores why deportation policy choices carry moral and democratic consequences. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want a historically grounded understanding of U.S. immigration enforcement, including students of modern American history, journalists, policy professionals, and anyone trying to make sense of today's debates about detention, raids, and removals. It will also speak to community advocates and legal observers who need a clearer view of how the system became so expansive and why it affects far more people than formal deportation counts suggest. The benefit is practical as well as civic by learning how deportation power was built through institutions, partnerships, and administrative routines. Readers can better evaluate current proposals, recognize recurring patterns, and ask sharper questions about accountability and rights. Compared with many immigration books that focus mainly on recent administrations or on border spectacle, this one is valuable because it traces long-term continuity and links deportation to policing, labor markets, and state development. That broader lens helps explain persistence, not just moments of crisis, for buyers choosing among similar titles. The book stands out as a synthetic history that connects policy to everyday consequences, making it a strong foundation for informed discussion and thoughtful action. If you would like to support Adam Goodman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.